from KQED.
Hello. Hi. Did you come last time too?
It's a Sunday afternoon at Delight Dry Cleaners in Sunnyvale. The store is closed, but people keep on arriving. They're dry cleaning shop owners from as far away as Sacramento, here on what's probably their one day off of the week, to learn about the latest in professional cleaning technology.
Thank everyone for coming today on Super Bowl Sunday.
That's Peter Sinsheimer. He's leading the workshop today.
So this will have to be the Super Bowl of wet cleaning today.
Sinsheimer is not a dry cleaner. He's a scientist at Occidental College in Los Angeles. But like everyone else in the room, his clothes are immaculate. He's trying to convince dry cleaners up and down the state to trade in their old machines for a new, greener technology called wet cleaning.
This is really for you to see this, to ask questions, as many as you could think of, and see the process firsthand.
Since the 1930s, most dry cleaners have relied on a chemical called perchloroethylene, or PERC, to remove stains. And, says Jesus Valdivia, who works at a cleaner in Redwood City, it works great.
What's the hardest thing to clean?
Oh, when it comes to PERC, really nothing. I mean, everything comes out really clean. It takes the grease really well. They say it's bad for the environment, so we have to move on. That's the only thing.
PERC has been linked in studies to bladder, esophageal, and other cancers. It can also harm the central nervous system. Those risks are highest for people who work in or live next to a dry cleaner. The EPA says that people who wear dry cleaned clothes are unlikely to be affected. But, says Cal EPA's Melanie Marty, there's some reason for caution.
When you go and pick up that bag and bring it home, you still have perchloroethylene off-gassing or coming off your clothes. So the concern is, well, we really don't want something in widespread use that's been shown to be a carcinogen.
California is the first state in the nation to begin phasing out perchloroethylene. As of January, dry cleaners can no longer install new PERC machines, and by 2023, all PERC use will be banned. That leaves cleaners with a handful of choices. Some are switching to machines that use a petroleum-based chemical, but those machines create smog and may also be banned. Another option is recycled carbon dioxide, which is virtually pollution-free, but costs three times as much as a PERC machine. So the most affordable, environmentally benign option seems to be wet cleaning, the kind of machine that the dry cleaners are crowded around today.
What kind of maintenance does the washing machine need? Is there any filters to clean?
No, nothing.
No filters.
Only once a year.
Wet cleaning machines look a lot like regular front-load washers, but they use only a tiny amount of water and soap, and they have elaborate computers that let you program them for different kinds of fabric. The washer and dryer together cost about $40,000, roughly the cost of a PERC machine. But you also need a tensioning machine that inflates the clothes to prevent shrinkage. California subsidizes about a quarter of the cost, but it's still big money for small businesses.
And they're not going to shrink, right?
No.
How good is it at removing grease stains?
You can't blame them for fearing new technology. For a dry cleaner, reputation is everything. A single ruined suit can knock them out of business. And these aren't chain stores with big corporate offices. In California, most dry cleaning shops are owned by first-generation immigrants, drawn to a line of work where you don't have to speak a lot of English. Take, for example, Lawrence Lim, who emigrated to the States from Korea 22 years ago. Lim put in a few years as a postal worker before opening Fashion Cleaners in Concord. Today, he heads the Korean-American Dry Cleaners Association.
We working at least 12 hours a day, especially mom and pop stores, and it's small business is out of business easily. It is our life.
Lim is opposed to the new rules. He says it's unfair that small businesses like his should have to be the pioneers of a new technology.
Customer expecting to do the dry cleaning, that means we have to do dry cleaning. We are the cleaners. We have to follow the manufacturer's instructions. We don't have a choice.
What would help is if clothing manufacturers started replacing those labels, putting professional wet cleaning only on clothes so that customers know what to expect. Peter Sinsheimer is lobbying for that, but he says dry cleaners will have to change first.
Everybody who's switched has had that initial fear. And once you do it, you know, our experience has been that we're batting 1,000 here in terms of the success rate, you know, that people feel really good about the decision they made.
Sinsheimer has his work cut out for him. There are some 5,000 dry cleaners in California. About 100 of them have switched to professional wet cleaning machines so far. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.